show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
In late February, it was Love Action Week, where singles tend to flock to dating websites because they've done their summer flings and they're ready for a relationship. And during Love Action Week, we met Jackie, who has been single for 5 years, and she's ready to get back on that horse. She joins us right now. Jackie, how are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We are very good.
Are you nervous about this whole process?
Well, I am, but you guys would be so proud of me. I actually did some swiping on the weekend.
Well, for those who don't remember, we'll just backtrack because our last chat, we got to know Jackie and a bit of her dating history. Have a listen. You've had long-term relationships before?
Yes, I have.
And your heart was broken?
I fell in love with him and his kids, and it turns out that he was just using me. I've spent a lot of time sort of just making sure that I don't put myself in a situation to go through that again.
Right.
Amazing. So, Jackie, you're ready to get back out there. You've joined Tinder. You started swiping, but we wanted to help you further. So we actually have another guest on with us right now as well. Her name is Alita, and she is a Tinder expert. She actually runs Bad Dates of Melbourne on Instagram, and she's on the line. How are you, Alita?
Hey, how are you guys going?
Really good. You've been commentating Tinder, and you're a bit of a dating whiz. You run this hugely successful social media platform as well when it comes to dating. And we want to talk about having a successful Tinder profile.
Exactly.
So if someone says to you, Alita, like, what's the first thing I need to know about having a good Tinder profile? What do you say to them?
Well, I will tell you, but first I just want to say I'm so proud of you, Jackie, because it is exciting to get out there and it's exciting to get swiping. And, you know, I you know, you've got a lot to look forward to, so that's really cool. But in terms of the bio, we have something on Tinder called a 3-5-11 rule. So essentially you want to share 3 interests, add 5 pictures or videos, and write at least 11 words in your bio. And that is really all you need to get started. It's really simple to get involved. And just be yourself, put your best self out there, and give it a go.
That's very exciting. Thanks, Alita.
3-5-11. That's easy to remember. So when I didn't know you could put videos up, by the way. Tinder has come a long way since I was on there. But when it comes to the photos and videos, what is the most successful combination of those, Alita?
You know, I think photos where you are kind of showcasing who you are and enjoying yourself. So, for example, if you like going to the beach, pictures of you at the beach. If you like eating food, pictures of you at your favorite restaurant. If you like traveling, that. So just photos that showcase who you are and what makes you special.
Is it true photos with cute animals have extremely good cut through?
Look, I'm a sucker for a dog photo. Like, if there's a cute dog in the photo, it's a definite swipe right for me. But, you know, if a dog is a part of your life or a special part of your life, absolutely include it, or a cat or whatever pet you have, because, you know, it's all about showcasing, you know, who you are, your authentic self, and putting your best foot forward.
So if it comes to swiping left or right for Jackie, Alita, what should she avoid if she sees something on a potential love interest profile that could be a red flag? What should you be avoiding?
Oh, good question. I always look for up-to-date photos.
Yep.
So if the photos are looking a little bit, you know, 1990, you probably get a bit of a left swipe there. there's also this feature called photo verification. It's this little tick that you see on the Tinder profiles that, you know, confirm that it's the person in the photo. So there's little handy things that you can use in the app to, you know, get you better matches and, you know, explore them and get to know them because, you know, the better you get to know the app, the more fun your love or romantic life is.
That's the safeguards, isn't it? For not being, what do you call it?
Catfish.
Clickbait. Yeah, catfish.
Yep, yep, absolutely, absolutely. And it works. It's really helpful. Tinder has a safety center on the app as well, so you can have a read through that and kind of get to know their advice on, you know, how to avoid catfish and all of that stuff.
Alita, that's some really fantastic advice.
Yeah.
Jackie, do you have any? I mean, Alita's done a great run through there. Is there anything else you think we need to cover, Jackie? Or
I just think I've had a bit of a response from the gentleman on the sites, basically saying that they struggle with getting the right matches themselves. So a lot of time is actually spent talking to them about how they are struggling to meet the right person as well. So I don't know. There's a lot of talk back and forth about the actual app and not so much about meeting people and actually wanting to hook up to meet and make dates, if that makes sense.
What would you say to that, Alita?
Yeah, look, it does happen sometimes because, you know, we're all using the app, we're all sharing our kind of shared experience. I kind of bring back the conversation to the bio and look at their photos or what they've got written and kind of start a new conversation from there. Because if they've put it in the bio or their photos, they're kind of wanting to talk about it because it's special to them. So it's a good way to kind of bring the conversation back to something a little bit more fun.
And authentic. You nailed it with the authentic side of it. If they're actually talking honestly about that sort of thing, it's an indication that they're genuine and authentic people as well. Mm. And I always swipe right for the dogs.
Yes, I bet you do.
Alita, one last question. Is it worth putting in the bio what you're looking for? So make it really obvious in the bio that you're not looking for a one-night stand or something that's casual.
Look, whatever you want to communicate, put it in the bio because it's all about, like I was saying, being yourself. Because essentially when you're yourself, you're going to get people swiping on you that connect with that. So if that's important to you, absolutely put it in there.
Jackie, I'm going to be honest now. So we Facebook stalked you, Jackie.
And Gabby, oh, my gosh.
Gabby said to me, she's like, I'd totally date her.
I'd date her. So, I would.
You're in, Jackie.
Well, if this doesn't work, Gabby, I'll be calling you and I'll be taking you up on that offer.
I'm about to get married, so I'm
doesn't matter.
Sure.
Now step aside. Do it for the good of the radio show, Gabby. Alita, you are incredible. So at Bad Dates of Melbourne is your Instagram page. That's hugely successful. You're a Tinder Australia dating commentator and dating whiz. Alita, thank you. And Jackie, we'll catch up again soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.